Sometimes you're producing, sometimes you're presenting, sometimes you're on radio, sometimes you're on TV. You could be broadcasting, or you could be podcasting, or you could be somewhere in the middle and doing some voiceover work. Sometimes you're ad-libbing, sometimes you're reading from a script, whatever it happens to be. I'm here to help you through, well, potentially what could be a little bit of a minefield, and to help you get a better broadcast, podcast, and voiceover voice, and all sorts of other presentation skills as well. Because you know what? Out there, there's not an awful lot of help, certainly not on broadcast courses, certainly not at broadcast radio and TV stations. If you're a podcaster, then it's very difficult to get some personalised help without spending hundreds and hundreds of pounds. And maybe you're interested in voiceover work again. You know, I've been quoted £100 for an hour's session. All of these short daily episodes are free, and even though it's not tailor-made personal advice, it gives you a great understanding and some grounding in what to do and how to do it, so your £100 an hour fee is going to be better spent when you do go to somebody for that eyeball-to-eyeball personalised presentation advice. It is Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voiceover Voice. I'm Peter Stewart. We're talking about various other skills, not just reading from a script, which we've covered in some depth over the course of these episodes, but also things like ad-libbing, also things like cold reading, also things like talking to time, how to cope with verbal slips and trips. Today, on mic panting. Yeah, being out of breath when you put up that microphone fader. Usually happens, of course, because you've run in the studio late or in the nick of time, certainly. You've probably not done a sprint, but the tense situation, the panic, and the knowledge of what's expected, all adding up to make a slight breathiness increase dramatically. And, of course, with a newsreader, the problem is much, much worse than for maybe a music presenter on the radio, because with a newsreader, you've probably got any short audio clips or maybe no audio to play in which you can catch your breath. And also you need to have that tone of some kind of formality expected of you. With a radio presenter, you could put one, two, three songs together and you can compose yourself and bring your breathlessness down to a more acceptable, constant level. It's almost no way around breathlessness once it's started, but to play a song, calm down, take deep breaths and refocus. If you've got a co-presenter, of course, they can take over for a minute or two while you regain your composure, or you may simply want to explain what the problem is and move on the very best you can. Why haven't I mentioned podcasts? Why haven't I mentioned voiceovers in this regard? Well, usually because they are recorded, so you're unlikely to be getting into the studio late, so much so that you're going to be breathy. Yeah, you'll just delay your recording for another 2 or 3 minutes until composure has settled in, and with composure comes confidence. With confidence comes a better broadcast, podcast and voiceover voice. Tomorrow, avoiding studio hiccups caused by hiccups. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.